Welcome back to the Subserve, the cosmic weather guide for your week ahead. I'm Annie and I'm an astrologer and your cosmic weather woman, helping you to integrate the magic of astrology into your everyday life. This week we'll be looking at the planetary movements for the week beginning the 26th of June. So, another week begins. This week I'm going to introduce a new element to the podcast, and that is talking about planetary aspects. So you might have heard of terms such as conjunction, square, trine, or sextile. What those terms refer to are the aspects that the planets make as they move through the signs. So as the moon moves sign every few days, and obviously the other planets take a little bit slower to move and change sign, when they do, they form an aspect with other planets. So some aspects are more positive than others. Sextiles and trines are what we term sort of positive aspects, whereas squares and conjunctions and oppositions can be a little bit more tricky. But when you kind of look at aspects in a romantic sense, sometimes the positive aspects lead to boredom, whereas the more negative aspects actually can lean towards growth and excitement. So something to keep in mind. But this week, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the aspects that will also be affecting the collective energy. So Monday begins with the moon finishing its journey through Virgo, and then at around 9 a.m. we have the Libra moon. The Libra moon is going to go all the way up until Wednesday evening. Libra moons are incredibly social, romantic, dreamy, all about balance and partnership. Libra is famously a sign that likes to keep things harmonious. It doesn't like things that are unpleasant. It's ruled by Venus. It loves love. It loves to flirt. It wants to be seen. It likes the nice, finer things in life. So it's a nice aspect for the moon when it's in Libra. Beware of the tendency sometimes to not tell the truth because you want to keep everyone happy or be a bit of a people pleaser. Libras can sometimes, you know, tell a white lie here or there to keep everything in harmony. And sometimes that can leave them feeling kind of disgruntled because they haven't really been honest with their true feelings or how they really feel about a situation. So just something to keep in mind collectively for the next few days, and especially if you natally have a Libra moon. I think that is the challenge of owning your Libra, is to, you know, step out of trying to make everyone else happy and sometimes disappoint a few people, but go with what you actually think and feel. We also have the first quarter moon on Monday, so we're halfway between the new moon and the full moon, which will be next week. So first quarter moons are really, you know, examining where you are in terms of actioning the things that might have come up at the new moon. It's kind of like a bit of a stock take to see where you're headed on, you know, what you're wanting to achieve. This can be very, very small things to very, very large things. So that's kind of the power of harnessing the energy of the moon, is obviously we move in a cycle. But you can use different phases to really help you. So the first few phases, the new moon and the first quarter moon, are all about building and growth and change and, you know, trying to do something new. And then when we get towards the full moon, it's all about releasing and letting go and, I guess, reflecting on, you know, how you went with whatever you set out to achieve. The other thing I want to mention about Monday is we have our first aspect that I want to talk about this week. So hopefully I don't confuse you too much. But we have Mars square Uranus on Monday evening. So Mars is the planet of action and drive, and Uranus is the planet of eccentricity, of the unexpected, of, you know, moving the needle forward, but never very predictable. So when we have the planet of, you know, action and directness, it's famously rules Aries and Uranus rules Aquarius. You've got kind of Aries fiery energy with erratic, spontaneous, hard to pin down Aquarius energy. So that's going to be the collective energy of Monday evening. And it might mean that, you know, things we thought were going certainly to plan might change. There might be new directions that come up, you know, and it's best to just try and stay flexible. So keep that in mind for the next day or so as this square occurs. But it's at its strongest tonight on Monday night. And then on Tuesday, Mercury, the planet of communication, moves into watery Cancer. So we might see that our communication styles move more towards a little bit more vulnerability. You know, you might be feeling a little bit more open, a little bit more sensitive with how you communicate and how you receive communication. That's definitely something to keep in mind for the next month or so that Mercury travels through Cancer. But it also might mean that there's more open and honest conversations as well. Cancer is a very nurturing sign. It wants the best for people. And so it's a nice thing to have that energy in the way that we think and communicate and learn. So slower, more intentional. But yeah, watch the sensitivity. So on Wednesday evening, the moon will move into Scorpio and it will stay there all the way up until Saturday morning. Scorpio moons can be a bit intense. Scorpio is a pretty intense sign and the moon obviously rules our emotions. So it's an interesting combination. I think the power of Scorpio is that it's really amazing at seeing people, seeing their darkness and, you know, not being turned off by it. So coupled with the sun in Cancer, it's quite an intuitive time. It's quite a watery, sensitive time. And you might feel a little bit more withdrawn, potentially in your emotional state or in any kind of other areas of your life, because we also have Mercury in Cancer. So there's a lot of water energy in the second half of the week. You might just feel like you want to be on your own. You don't want to really be around people, or you want to be around your exact people that you love and trust. So if you're feeling a bit withdrawn, it just might be the heavy water energy. You also might just want to feel like loving and giving to those that you really care about. That's very water energy too. Water energy is very, very nurturing and caring. So there's a few ways that it can play out. But yeah, the second half of the week, I would say like maybe stay home a bit more, maybe, you know, have some chill time in with those people that you really care about. If you're wanting to socialize, it's more the earlier part of the week when the moon is in Libra. So we have another aspect on Thursday, and that is that the sun in Cancer is going to trine Saturn in Pisces, which is currently retrograde. That might be really confusing for some of you, so I'll break it down a little bit. So a trine is when we have a 120 degree angle because we look at your astrology chart, which is a circle. That also might be a bit confusing. So the best way to understand trines are trines always happen when the planets are in the same element. So we have four elements. We have water, earth, air, and fire. And in each of those elements, we have three signs. So the water signs are Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. So whenever planets are within the water signs, they will be trining each other. Now it gets a little bit more complicated with the degrees because when a planet moves through a sign, it moves from 0 to 30 degrees. So to have an exact trine, you need to be within a certain amount of degrees. I'm not going to go into that much detail with you right now because I don't want to lose everyone. But what we're experiencing is that the sun and Saturn are going to be sitting within the certain amount of degrees that the trine is exact. So trines are actually what we term a positive aspect because you're in harmony with your element. If you are a water sign, you might find that you love other Pisces, Cancers, and Scorpios and just naturally understand each other. That's because your suns are trining each other. So it's nice energy. Now, what we have here is we have Saturn, which is the planet of sort of hard lessons and hard work and basically seeing where you need to move and have some growth and change. And we have it currently retrograde and it's trining the sun. So this is actually what we would say is a nice aspect. And it's basically, you know, a little bit of a push to say, like, what am I working towards? What needs to change? Like, what makes me feel good? Because the sun, you know, represents ourself, our true self. So collectively, it's a little bit of a nice time to have that extra push to go, okay, I'm working on this thing, or actually, this isn't serving me, or maybe this thing should change. And that's the beauty of Saturn, is that Saturn has this amazing ability to kind of see the really big picture. And I think this is the key to owning your Saturn return, is that you kind of just give yourself over to Saturn, and Saturn has its own sort of plan for you. And I think the more you're able to lean into the energy of Saturn and not sort of pull away from it, the easier, you know, Saturn transits can be. Obviously, that's a lot easier said than done. I have done my Saturn return already, and I've already had a few pretty epic Saturn transits, which were pretty hard work. But this is a nice little Saturn transit for all of us. And so, yeah, basically the energy of Thursday and whilst Saturn and the Sun are trining each other, is just saying yes to things that, you know, feel good for you, and making sure that you're saying things that keep you on the right path. And then, because Mercury has also just moved into Cancer, we're going to have another trine with Saturn retrograde, and that happens on Friday. So this is a good time to hang out with the people that you feel the closest to, that you really connect with, you know, that feel like home, that make you feel safe. That's the perfect way to harness this energy. We've also got that Scorpio moon still. So plans for Friday night, my recommendations would be, have some people over that you love, go to a loved one's house, do something cozy and something that makes you feel comfortable and safe and cocooned. That is perfectly harnessing that energy. It's also worth mentioning that Friday is the last day of June. So really, we are exactly halfway through the year. So it's a nice time to Friday night, Saturday morning, just think about the month that has been, think about the month that's coming ahead. We're halfway through 2023. How's it going for you? It's a good time, you know, to take stock. It's financial new year. and it's a good time to just, yeah, think about the year, think about the things you want to achieve, think about the things you want to let go. I kind of love to do that halfway through the year. I think the more that we don't just prescribe to the calendar year and, you know, have January 1st be the time that we do this and never sort of reassess things. The more we sort of do this, you know, throughout the year, using the month or the week or the moon cycle to assess where we're going, what we want to do, what we don't want to do anymore. So, yeah, might be a nice time to plan some time for that Friday, Saturday as well. So Saturday the 1st is actually quite a fun day. We've got a Sagittarius moon. We'll wake to a Sagittarius moon. Sagittarius moons are pretty fun. It's a fire sign. It's all about learning and trying things that are new and being spontaneous and maybe sometimes, you know, indulging a little bit too much, but it's some nice energy to round out the weekend. So we've got that Sagittarius moon happening. And then we also have a conjunction between the Sun and Mercury, which in astrology is known as a Kazemi. And this is a perfect time for having amazing clarity, like a wide angle view of a situation or a problem, or, you know, just having more epiphanies. So I love that this is happening on the first day of July. It's on a Saturday. It's really a perfect time to just get clear about the next 6 months, about the next month. You know, what do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to let go of? As I said, you know, about Friday's energy. Friday, Saturday are really, really nice days to just think, release, and then make action, make plan. It's worth noting too, conjunctions are when planets sit next to each other. So when they're really, really close to each other. So a Kazemi is really when Mercury is sitting in the heart of the Sun, which
which is kind of a cool way to think about it. We also have another nice aspect on Saturday, and that is Mercury sextiling Jupiter. So Mercury is obviously in Cancer, that happened on Tuesday, and Jupiter is currently in Taurus. So a sextile is when a planet is in a particular sign, and the sign that it's in is one sign apart from the other sign that the other planet is in. That might be so unbelievably confusing, but just like let that information wash over you, it will eventually click in. So when we follow the astrological new year, you know, the way of the planets, we always go Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, etc., etc. So Taurus, Gemini, Cancer. So Taurus and Cancer are always sextile each other because there's one planet in between them, which is Gemini. And a good way to remember the sextiles is that water and earth sextile each other. So either side. So Cancer is also sextile with Virgo. That's just how it goes. And the same can be said for air and fire signs. So for instance, Aquarius is always going to be sextile Aries and Sagittarius. This is another thing that comes up sometimes in romantic compatibility. You might be looking to see if you have a sextile to your sun. So it can be why, if you're an air or a fire sign, you might be drawn to each other, and the same goes for earth and water. I hope that hasn't confused you all too much, but that's what a sextile is. It's a positive aspect. The energy tends to flow quite well, and you tend to sort of balance out the energy of each other. You know, with water, it's more emotional, it's very fluid. And then you've got practical earth. With air, it's very, can whip things into a frenzy. And then you add that with fire. So though that's kind of a explanation of sextiles, I hope it's not totally confusing. So we've got Mercury and Jupiter sextiling each other on Saturday as well. And that's just going to mean, given that Jupiter is the planet of luck, that there's some luck coming with our communication, with problem solving, with understanding. So there's solutions around any problems that you might be having. You can have a little bit more luck with anything that you're trying to communicate as well. So I really like Saturday. I think Friday and Saturday are really nice days. You've got Sagittarius there, which is ruled by Jupiter. So yeah, there's some really, really good energy. And then Sunday we have the continuation of the Sagittarius moon as well. So quite an interesting week. I hope it's not too weird to also add in the aspects, but it gives a little bit more context to the week just outside of the moons. Anyway, let me know how you go this week. If you are like, what have you been talking about? Please feel free to send me a DM. I'm happy to explain things. But yeah, it comes together. It takes time to understand everything. And yeah, I hope you have a great last week of June. And I will talk to you next week. We'll begin Monday actually with the full moon, which is pretty exciting. So we're gearing up to that as well. See you next week. Bye.